Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to be hilarious and quick-witted in everyday conversation is a practical self-help and communication guide by Patrick King, focused on social humor rather than performance. Positioned within his broader How to Be More Likeable and Charismatic series, the book teaches readers how to use wit, banter, and playful conversational techniques to build rapport in ordinary interactions. Its purpose is not to turn the reader into a stand-up comic, but to show how humor can make conversations easier, more memorable, and more socially effective. Drawing on ideas such as irony, sarcasm, contrast, roleplay, and the comic triple, the book presents humor as a learnable skill that can improve charm and connection. The emphasis is on usable frameworks for daily life, so the reader can respond more quickly, create shared laughter, and avoid the awkwardness that often makes people hesitate in conversation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, humor as a social tool for building rapport. Not performing jokes. A central idea in the book is that humor works best when it strengthens human connection rather than tries to impress people with polished comedic material. Patrick King repeatedly frames laughter as a bonding mechanism that helps people feel at ease and more willing to engage. This matters because many readers assume being funny means delivering joke-like setups and punchlines, but the book instead treats humor as part of normal conversation. That shift makes the advice more accessible. Readers do not need to become entertainers, only better conversational partners. The practical implication is that wit can be used to reduce social tension, signal warmth, and make interactions feel more mutual. By focusing on rapport, the book also avoids one of the most common failures of conversational humor, seeming forced, self-conscious, or attention-seeking. Humor becomes less about proving cleverness and more about creating a shared moment that invites reciprocity. Secondly, frameworks for generating wit in real time through banter chains and contrast. The book offers structured ways to think about quick wit, especially through the idea of building a banter chain. Rather than waiting for a perfect comeback, the reader is encouraged to keep a thread of playful exchange going by responding to small cues and extending the interaction. This helps explain how witty people often seem spontaneous. They are not inventing brilliance from nothing, but moving fluidly from one verbal cue to the next. Another important mechanism is contrast, which relies on surprising a listener by taking an expected direction and turning it slightly off course. That contrast is what gives many remarks their comic effect, because humor often depends on a small but noticeable gap between expectation and response. By teaching these patterns, the book gives readers a repeatable method for generating wit instead of depending on raw talent. This is especially useful for people who freeze in conversation, because the framework reduces pressure and makes quick thinking more manageable. Thirdly, using roleplay and misconstruing to create playful conversational tension. One of the more distinctive parts of the book is its focus on roleplay and the art of misconstruing. These techniques introduce a light layer of misdirection into ordinary exchanges, allowing the speaker to create humor without needing a prepared joke. Roleplay can mean momentarily adopting an exaggerated stance, treating a situation as if it were more dramatic, or pretending to interpret a comment in a deliberately overblown way. Misconstruing works by acting as if a remark were understood literally or from an unexpected angle, which creates comic tension before the exchange is clarified. The value of these techniques is that they transform routine conversation into a playful interaction without making it feel scripted. They also help readers see that humor often comes from perspective rather than content alone. However, the book implicitly requires judgment. These methods work only when the tone remains light and socially aware. Used well, they can make a conversation feel more animated, collaborative, and memorable. Fourthly, irony, sarcasm, and the comic triple as controlled humor devices. The book also explores specific humor devices that are common in everyday speech, including irony, sarcasm, and the comic triple. These are not presented as abstract literary concepts, but as practical tools for ordinary interaction. Irony and sarcasm can sharpen a remark, but their effect depends on timing, tone, and a shared understanding between speakers. That is why the book treats them as conversational instruments rather than universal solutions. When used carelessly, they can sound hostile, but when used carefully, they create playful intelligence and social ease. The comic triple is another useful structure because it shows how repetition can build expectation before the final variation delivers the laugh. This teaches readers that comedy often depends on pattern and release, not just on surprise. The larger lesson is that humor has mechanics. By learning these mechanics, readers can better recognize why something is funny and how to reproduce the effect in their own conversations without sounding forced or corny. Lastly, a learnable approach to charisma for readers who do not feel naturally funny. The book is especially valuable because it is written for people who may not believe they naturally understand humor. Patrick King positions quick wit as a skill that can be developed through observation, practice, and pattern recognition. This makes the book different from lighter humor advice that simply tells readers to relax or be themselves. Instead, it breaks humor into usable parts and shows how to apply common joke structures in ordinary settings. That approach is important for charisma, because likability often comes from making other people feel comfortable, included, and lightly entertained. The book connects wit with practical social goals, such as making a better impression, easing awkwardness, and increasing conversational confidence. In that sense, humor is not presented as decoration, but as part of interpersonal effectiveness. Readers who struggle with small talk, feel too serious, or worry about saying the wrong thing are likely to benefit most, because the book offers a method rather than vague encouragement. It stands out by treating everyday humor as a repeatable social competence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to become more engaging in everyday conversation without relying on scripted jokes or performance-style comedy. It should appeal to people who feel socially awkward, struggle with quick comebacks, or want to sound warmer and more charismatic in casual interactions. Its practical value lies in turning humor into a set of usable habits, recognizing contrast, extending banter, using role-play lightly, and understanding how irony or sarcasm function in context. That makes it useful both intellectually and socially, because readers gain a clearer model of how conversational humor works and how it affects rapport. Compared with similar books on charisma or wit, this one stands out for its applied, step-by-step treatment of humor as a conversational skill rather than a personality trait. It does not ask readers to become comedians. It shows them how to make ordinary exchanges smoother, more playful, and more memorable. For that reason, it is a strong fit for anyone seeking practical social improvement through humor rather than abstract advice about confidence. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.